Hey, everyone, and welcome back to the Walking Dead series by The Verdict's Inn. I'm your host, Nicole.
I'm Gary.
And today we are talking about Walker Stalker Con Atlanta. It just happened this past weekend. Today is Monday, October 31st. Happy Halloween, everyone.
Happy Halloween.
And we went to Walker Stalker Con this weekend, and we just want to give a brief overview on what we thought of the con. It was our first time going, but I believe it's been going on for several years now, at least two to more than that. I didn't even look. It's been going on for several years.
It's been going on for a while.
And every year we're like, let's go, let's go. And then this year we literally bought tickets like a week before. And we're like, let's go.
Well, we found out Jeffrey Dean Morgan was going to be there.
Yes.
So we jumped on the tickets.
Yeah, yeah.
I had to see Negan, you know, face to face.
Yep.
Look him in his eye like a man.
All right, so we're going to split this up. We're going to talk about the panels. We're going to talk about the convention itself. We're going to talk about all the celebrity guests that we got to see or that we did not get to see. And then just kind of give you an overall thought on if we think Walker Stalker Con is worth going to. Is it something we want to do again? And if we do it again, what we would do differently or what are feedback is or advice is on if you do plan on going to a Walker Stalker Con, whether it be in Atlanta or any other city, because I think they have it in like 5 cities. All right, so let's start with the panels. There were several panels, right?
Right.
They had panels. They had a panel on what they call the main stage.
Right.
And then the panel on the convention stage. And the main stage was like where the big dogs go.
Right, the big auditorium.
Yes, the big auditorium, more comfortable seating. And then the convention stage, it's like right there in the convention where people are just like walking by, doing their own thing.
It's like it's right in the middle of the mix, right where the vendors are, the celebrities signing autographs, the food court.
Yeah.
They have everything right there.
Yeah. All right, so we didn't get to go see all the panels. There's the only one I kind of regret that we didn't get to see was the big one. Well, not necessarily big one, but Andrew Lincoln, who plays Rick.
Right.
He was there Sunday morning, and we just could not get up that early. I mean, you have to get up there. Like, okay, he came on stage at 10 a.m., which means you really need to be there at 8 a.m., 8:30 a.m., and we just... Once we realized we couldn't make it to his, we kind of just, like, dragged around the house till we were ready.
Kind of slept in.
Yeah, slept in. We're like, we're not going to make it to see him, but I don't mind because we did see, as you mentioned, Jeffrey Dean Morgan. So let's talk about his panel. What did you think of seeing him?
It was exciting. He has a great personality. He was funny. Part of him is Negan. You could tell that the character Negan come from somewhere in Jeffrey Dean Morgan where, like, maybe
the sense of humor.
Yeah. The comedic part. It was cool.
Yeah. I enjoyed seeing Jeffrey Dean Morgan. That's Negan. I've been a big fan of his because I used to be a big fan of Grey's Anatomy. So, of course, I remember him from Grey's Anatomy. And then just more recently on The Good Wife, which is like one of my favorite shows. He played in the final season and maybe he came in. Yeah, he came in at the final season of Good Wife and he was just terrific. So, part of me, yes, I see some of his humor, that how he was on stage. It reminded me a lot of Negan, although maybe, you know, these actors are, even though it's themselves, they're still kind of not fully themselves because they're still in a public setting, you know?
Right.
So, he's not 100% let loose, but the jokes he was making were very Negan-ish and... Very funny. He seemed like a cool guy you want to hang out with and stuff like that.
Right.
And I enjoyed his panel. We waited a long time in line, and I already read that online. Like, if you're going to go to the panels, it's going to be a long time in line. But I didn't really have a problem with waiting in line. It's not like you're waiting outside in the hot sun or anything like that.
Yeah, I didn't have a problem with that. We got to sit down.
Yeah, you can sit down in line.
Talk to people in front of you, behind you.
Yeah, even though I... didn't do that much talking to anybody, which I wish I would. I guess I'm not really much of a small talk. That's one thing I'll say next year. And I was telling Gary that I'd rather go out and start speaking with a little more people.
Well, I'm a talker. So I was talking to people in front of me, behind me, in the restrooms.
Oh, no. No. But yeah, Jeffrey Dean Morgan, he was funny on stage. He was on stage with Greg Nicotero, who does the makeup, and he directs several of the episodes. So he was on stage with him. And they didn't really give anything away as far as what we can expect for future episodes, but I did like seeing him on stage. I mean, it was just cool seeing a celebrity like, oh, right there in front of your eyes or whatever.
They didn't give anything away, no spoilers, but they did go deep into the characters. And one thing that I liked is something that Jeffrey Dean Morgan said about Negan, which we already said Negan is a calculated character. He's very intelligent. He's smart. And this season, what he did say this season, we're going to go deep into the mind of Negan. We're going to see his past, which I can't wait to see.
Right.
I can't see how Negan became Negan. But one thing he said is if we would have been with Negan's group from the beginning, then we all would have been Neganites. And Rick's group, they would have been the bad guys. And that's something, you know, that's something that we didn't think about. Well, I never thought about that. And maybe he's right. If 7 years ago, we would have started with the Neganites, we're the Negan group, then those would be our people.
Right.
And we could have saw the rise of them, why they do what they do. Because it may all make sense in some twisted way somewhere.
I don't know if it would all make sense, because even with Rick's group we've been following, and last season when they went and killed the Saviors in their sleep, even though we're with Rick's group, it's kind of like what Michonne said to Rick, I think, in season 5. Like, even when I'm not with you, I'm still with you.
But, I mean, that's still the point that I'm making.
Yeah,
We didn't agree with what Rick did, but that's still our group.
Right. So, and the same thing goes for Negan. So, even if we were following Negan from the beginning, I'm pretty sure we'd be looking at his group right now like, damn, y'all have really gone to the dark end. But at the same time, we would be so used to that group, we'd be like, but that's our group.
Yeah, but they're doing what they got to do.
Right. All right, the next panel we saw was with Chandler Riggs and Denaya. I cannot pronounce her last name, but it's Michonne. And can I tell you that she was just, like, absolutely beautiful in person.
Gorgeous.
Beautiful, beautiful. Like, she came out with a nice pretty dress on, and she looked like she was like a runway model or something.
Yeah, she stole the show.
Yeah, she did. And Chandler Riggs, he's so cute. He's so young. He's like, how old is he, 17 now?
16, 17.
Yeah, he looks like he seemed like an average kid. Like, he didn't seem weird or anything like that. He just seemed like a fun, average kid. And I actually really liked their interview together on stage. Talking, I mean, even though Denaya, she kept saying like, oh, she would give like a long answer, and she's like, I'm sorry, I realized that long answer really didn't get to answer your question, right? But, you know, so it was funny because she would like, people ask her like, hey, what's the future of Michonne, and she would give like a 5-minute answer, and they'd be like, okay, sorry, that really didn't answer your question. But she can carry herself very well, and I like seeing them on stage together. You could tell that they're kind of close with each other,
right? And we found out that the baby,
yeah,
are babies.
Well, I assume that, because most of the time when there's a baby on TV, it's a twin or a triplet. And that's what they said Judith is.
A triplet.
And it was funny hearing Chandler Riggs talk about, like, how difficult it is working with a baby. He sounded like a typical teenager. He pretty much said he hated it. Yeah. Like, you know, the baby's crying. He has to form a bond with the baby before the baby will actually even go on screen with him. So he might have to play like Duck Duck Goose with it for a little while. And
before they go on the screen, play with the baby for like 40 minutes.
Yeah.
They get the baby smiling.
Right, right. So it was funny hearing that. Yeah,
he said he hated it.
Yeah.
He was going to go deeper into it because he said, I kind of wish that.
Yeah, I swear he was going to get dark there.
Yeah.
He was about to get dark there. Like, he, you know, if they wanted to kill Judith off.
Yeah. I think that's where he was going with it. Because he didn't want to say it, but yeah, that's what he was saying.
He definitely implied it.
Yeah.
All right. And then that was the only panels that we went to on Saturday, and we missed it Friday night. We did have a 3-day pass, but once again, it's hard to get everyone out of the house at once. So we missed Friday night. Saturday, that was the only 2 panels. And then Sunday, we saw the Well, we got the end of Fear. We got to see them at the very end.
All right, the Fear.
The Fear of the Walking Dead people.
Hello, we got to see Fear Saturday.
That was Saturday when we saw them?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, all the days are running together. Oh, you're right. It was Saturday. Yeah. It was Saturday. Okay. The next panel we saw were the Men of Walking Dead, who included Tobin, Dwight, Spencer, Pastor Gabriel, Noah, Nicholas, and I think that's it. I actually enjoyed this panel.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites.
They were very, very easygoing. They were being fun and silly.
Right.
We got to see Noah and, well, Tyler James Williams, I believe his real name is.
Yeah.
He's very funny.
He's a funny guy.
He held that panel down, and he was cracking jokes, and I loved how they discussed the death, like whose death was more brutal, was it Abraham's right. or was it Noah's? And Noah's first at saying like, oh, I think, you know, Abraham's death was. But I loved how Pastor Gabriel, Seth Gillian, spoke up, because I agreed with him. I'm like, as bad as Glenn and Abraham's death were, as we mentioned, they probably were dead. I mean, dead were they
if, second hit.
If they were not dead, were they even feeling anything, you right. know? Whereas Noah, we saw him get torn apart.
See him get his face ripped off his body.
Oh, his
or his skin get ripped off his skull.
Yeah, well, his death, and then Deanna's son, the one that, you know, was pinned up there in that same in season 5 as well. His death was pretty brutal too.
Right.
Because he was like, he was already in pain. Well, he probably wasn't feeling that much. Well, yeah, he was feeling it. But yeah, those two deaths, I think, were more painful
yeah.
and brutal. I think just sometimes whatever more recent in our mind is what we think is the most painful.
Their death was more brutal. But I think the killing of Abraham and Glenn was more brutal.
Yeah, yeah. So the death of Noah was more gruesome or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. What else did they talk about in their panel? It sounded like Dwight. No, Spencer. Who was about to make us? They had to like.
Seth, Dwight.
Dwight was going a little too far into stuff, and like, Seth Gillian.
He had to pull him back in.
Yeah, he's like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
He's like, you almost said it, but, and this may be a spoiler, what I'm about to say, or it may be nothing, but from what Dwight was saying when he got pulled back in. Well, what was the question? Someone asked him, how do we feel about Daryl or something? I think someone asked him how do his character, Dwight, feel about Daryl. And do he have love for him or do he really hate him? And while he was answering that, he went kind of far. He said, you know, Dwight's character, although he wouldn't have pleased Negan, he still have that urge to be a good person. And he said, we're going to find later on in the season that, and that's when he got cut off.
Oh, okay. Honestly, I had kind of zoned out, and then I started paying attention when Seth was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And I'm like, wait, was he saying something? I wasn't even paying attention.
Yeah, he was going pretty far. And by him saying later on in the season, we're going to see, it kind of implied that we may see him kind of break away from the Neganites and the Saviors and probably change sides or help Daryl get out.
All right. I think actually their panel, at first the Chandler Riggs panel was my favorite. Well, no, Jeffrey Dean Morgan, he was pretty funny too. But I guess I felt I was closer, or it was just a less informal or more informal than the other two, the ones that are on the main stage, the convention stage one. That one just seems like you're just like right there with them.
Right. It's more relaxed.
Yeah.
But the main stage, those are cool also. I think by being in a closed space, and you're right, it's more formal. You know, they're on the stage, they're asking questions. People have to stand up and kind of go to the side to the microphones and kind of wait their turn to ask questions. So, yeah, you're right. It's not as loose as the guys were on the center stage or the convention stage, but it was still cool. It was still cozy.
Yeah. Well, the convention stage, you still do have to line up and ask a question, to line up to ask a question, which I was actually going to when we were seeing the guys of The Walking Dead, Spencer and all them, And the only reason why I did is because we were on the edge. And I'm like, oh, I didn't want to have to say excuse me, and pass people. But yeah, I would say that was like one of my favorite panels. And then the last panel that we got to see was, and we didn't stay for this whole one, but it was Jesus, who's Tom Payne.
Oh, yeah, Jesus.
His panel was cool, but his was like towards the end of the day.
Right.
Within the last 2 hours on Sunday, so we kind of wanted to dip out there, but...
Yeah, we kind of left early. Once we figured out he wasn't going to say anything.
Right.
It was like, what's the point?
Right.
But it was cool seeing him. He seems like a nice person. And believe it or not, he's one of the more popular people to walk in.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Let's skip over to that now, because I think we're finished with the panels. There were more panels, but you kind of have to pick and choose which one you're going to be. It's like, if you want to just see nothing but panels and see these celebrities on stage asking questions and stuff, that's going to be your whole convention time.
Right.
You know, or unless you're there literally from it opens to it closes, you can sneak some other stuff in, but it'll take up a lot of your time. Like, you do one panel, it's like, okay, that was 2 hours of my time right there.
Right. Which is cool.
Yeah, it was cool, though. I never regretted going to a panel. All right, so there were a lot of celebrities there. You have to pay for their picture, which we'll get into that, but I first want to talk about just, like, the craziness of how many people stood in line.
Right.
So, with Andrew Lincoln, who plays Rick, his line was so big that, like, he actually has a curtain hiding his line, so you can't even see him. Only, like, okay, there's a big line, and maybe they allow 50 people inside the curtained area. And they're still standing in line. And then, like, the other 150 people that are outside still, you know, they don't get, they're on the outside of the curtain. So they still don't even see him yet until they get into that, like, small inner circle.
Right.
That, his line was crazy.
His line was crazy. Jeffrey Dean Morgan's line was crazy.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan, like, yeah, this was his first Walker Stalker, at least Atlanta. I don't know if they meant forever all together, but it was his first Walker Stalker Con Atlanta.
Right.
But he had a long line. Jesus had a long line. I mean, Jesus people was standing outside. I kind of felt bad because, like, it's like you could pass five other people's tables and you see the line, but they're not in those people's tables. That's like, it was in Jesus's line. It was just crazy.
It was crazy.
Norman Reedus. No, his was crazy.
Right.
Who plays Daryl.
Oh, his was crazy. Super crazy.
It was super crazy.
And then you had the people on the other side. The Glenn, his line was crazy.
Oh, yeah. But Glenn, we got to see Glenn. But it's like every time we passed his line, it was like he was not there. Like his line, he always had a line. There was always line, people sitting there waiting for him.
But you know, he had like photo ops and other things going on.
Well, that's what the line is there for, is for photo ops.
No, but then again, they have photo ops on the other side also.
Oh, do maybe group photos.
The group photos and single photos. Because remember, some people prepay for photos. And that's different from the photos that's in your line where you get the autograph and maybe a photo with a selfie.
I don't know. I think that was all the same line.
No, it wasn't the same line. The actors kept breaking off because they had another photo section all the way to the side, to the back of the building. Where, you know, people were going to pay for the photos, then walking, taking a long walk around to the back where they had, like, the cameras lined up. Those were, like, professional photos.
You're right. Because now, think about it, I saw several people post their professional photos, and I'm like, they couldn't have done that.
Right.
Right where they... Okay, so the line that we saw, those were like, for selfies and autographs.
And some people you just meet and greet.
Okay.
And then you had the actors that... didn't do meet and greets.
See, and we can, we'll just go ahead and talk about it simultaneously while we're talking about all the actors and their photos. At first, I was like, they're stuck up. Like, first, when we first bought the tickets, and I'm like, wait, you got to pay to take a picture with them? I'm like, they're rich, you know? Why am I spending my hard-earned $50 to take a picture with them? No way, Jose. But now, seeing how many people were in line, seeing how much time that took, I say it's worth it. I mean, not just worth it for the fans, but...
Well, which picture are you talking about? Are you talking about the professional picture?
I'm talking about the professional
or
and
the autograph and selfie.
And the autograph and the selfie. All of it. Because look how long those lines were. Those are people. And yes, it's like, okay, they can give up a day. But like, imagine if they weren't charging. If they weren't charging, everybody at Walker Stalker Con would have been waiting in each line. You know? We would have waited in lines. Like, oh, I'll wait 2 hours to get a picture with him. And it didn't even seem worth it by paying, because it still looked like they were waiting 2 hours, even though they were paying $50. I think Andrew Lincoln's pictures were going for $100. His were all sold out. Remember, they were like, so they're not taking any more people. Originally, when I first saw it, I thought they were being greedy, and I kind of thought it was selfish of the actors to charge money. But when we were there, seeing how long their line was, and seeing how, like, that's exhausting, taking pictures all damn day with someone, smiling at them and all that.
Different about that. But before I get on how I feel about it, I just want to go around and just to walk people through how the celebrity lines were set up. Like, on one side, like the bigger side of the convention center, you had like the big stars, the big names, where their lines were like so huge. You know, they gave them all this room. And on the other side, you know, you had people like Nicholas, where they gave him like a little cubby hole.
Yeah, Nicholas, and that's Michael Trainor, who played Nicholas. He also played George on Rectify.
Right.
And he was like, I guess, remember, we went to his table, and I was like, oh my gosh.
We went to his table. Out of everybody there, that's who Nicole wanted to meet.
I was like, oh my gosh, he plays on Rectify. Like, I just, you know, like, if you ever watch Rectify, which I still need to tape that episode that just came on last week, but he was only on there for like one or two episodes, but his character is such a big importance to the series in itself. Like, you know, they're name dropping his name every episode, which I'm like, if I was him, I'd be asking to get a paycheck. Y'all still talking about me, even though I was only on one or two episodes. So like, when we saw him and he didn't really have anyone in his lines, like three people, and then each person has like their own little security / volunteer person. And I was like, oh, you know, can I just go say hi? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, do you have to pay to say hi? Because everyone's charging, like, literally everyone's charging money for a hi or a picture or whatever. And he's like, no, just go say hi. Right. And I was like, oh, okay. And then I chickened out. I got too scared.
She froze up.
I froze up. It's too weird, like, going up to someone you don't even know saying hi. It's just weird.
But then on that side also with the little cubby, well, I don't want to say cubby holes, but the smaller spaces, they had everybody from Fear, which all of them were cool.
Oh, yep. Coleman Domingo, who plays Strand. I actually kind of like physically assaulted him.
Yes,
like,
he did.
He was walking off stage and I was so excited because you're like 2 feet away from him. So I tap him on his back and then he turns around and I go, I'm sorry. I tell him, I'm sorry. I was like, I'm sorry. He's like, no, it's all good. He's like, and he was with Lorenzo, who plays Chris.
He plays Chris.
And he's like, they're like, come see us. Like, you know, come to our table, meaning come to our table and pay money. You know, pay
not
money
necessarily
for the picture. But yeah, they were cool. I will say the person that seemed the coolest out of all of them was Mercedes, the lady who plays Ophelia.
Right. I mean, she was just giving fans hugs and everything.
Hugs after hugs.
And I'm not talking about at her booth.
Yeah, not just at her booth. When she was leaving the stage. She was having conversations with people. She seemed genuinely happy and very nice.
She seemed grateful.
Right.
Thankful. And she was actually there for her fans.
Right. She was very thankful.
And I'm not saying everyone else wasn't.
Right.
Or anybody that was there, not doing that, wasn't there for their fans, but you could tell that she was there for her fans.
Yeah, she seemed just as, like, I can picture her going backstage or going back to her hotel room, like, geeking out and going, oh my gosh, I can't believe people paid to take a picture with me. Like, I'm not saying she's not an experienced actress or she's never had this type of fandom before, but a lot, even Negan, who's a very Jeffrey Dean Morgan, very accomplished actor, but he's like, this is something unlike anything he's ever experienced before.
Right. Well, when you get into the sci-fi or the comic book genre, it's just crazy. Our fans are like, they're real fanatics. So it's something different. You know, people are not geeking out over Grey's Anatomy. Well, a lot of women were.
Yeah.
because when he got on stage, that's what all the women remember here from.
Yeah, Danny. Even I'm like, Danny. Anyone watch The Good Wife? Like, jeez.
But sci-fi, I mean, that's something different. It's something special. It's amazing. So, you know, you're going to have a whole different group of people that's just gonna gravitate to you.
I agree. Who else did I get? Oh, I got to say hi to Chad Coleman.
Right.
Who plays Tyrese. He was walking by, and I was like, hi, Chad. He said hi, and then he gave me the thumbs up.
Yeah.
He was super cool.
Yeah. Who was with him?
Like his entourage or whatever.
No, when he was walking by.
Oh, Saniqua Martin. Right. She was walking right behind him.
Oh, she's beautiful.
She is so, so pretty. Her hair just was nice and bouncing in all its naturalness, and her outfit was on point. And she just looks so, so pretty.
Yeah, she was.
She was very pretty. Ophelia was very pretty.
Right.
And Rosita was very pretty. You know, a lot of them, you know, sometimes you see celebrities are like, you do not look like you do on TV. And
right.
They look even better than they do on TV.
Well, you know, they have to dress down for the zombie apocalypse.
Right, right.
But who else? She was gorgeous. Tara.
Yeah, Tara was cool.
Yeah, she was gorgeous. All right, now that, you know, we talked about where... Oh, Robert Englund.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Freddy Krueger. Oh, wait, I got one more to talk about, too. Freddy Krueger, which I'm surprised... I mean, well, two things. I'm very... Like, I think that's so cool that you can do a role and doesn't matter how many damn years have passed. Like, you're still able to book these conventions and still, you know, collect that check, you know? That's what's up. Like,
that's sci-fi.
That is definitely what's up. And the next thing who I was going to say is Michael Emerson, who played Ben Linus on Lost. He also played on Persons of Interest. I was so surprised that he did not have that many people at his table. At one point, remember when we took pictures?
Well, you got to think about it that when we finally seen them, it was late Sunday.
Yeah.
Everything was winding down. We were getting ready to go. So you never know how crazy it was the day before.
Right. That's true. But I'm like, no, this dude played on Lost. Like, Lost is like one of the best shows of all time. And although he was like a villain, he should have fans there lined up, I would think. I mean, I know this is not a Lost convention, but.
But I'm saying that I'm pretty sure he had fans lined up probably earlier or late. You know, but we were at the winding down point. I mean, you've seen a lot of people with. No one at their table.
Right, that's true. T-Dog was there.
Oh, yeah, T-Dog. Looking like dressed up as T-Dog.
Dressed up as T-Dog.
T-Dog playing himself.
You know who I'm so mad? Okay, so we didn't know Ezekiel at the time, right? Well, we knew Ezekiel, but we didn't, like, know Ezekiel.
Right.
So last night, after watching The Walking Dead, I'm like, oh, Ezekiel should have been there. And then, sure enough, I'm looking at pictures online, and dude was there. I was like, we probably just didn't know who he is because he doesn't have dreads in real life.
Right, he's bald-headed.
Yeah, so I'm like, damn, probably didn't know who he was.
Yeah.
I will say Michonne is the only one, I think, on The Walking Dead that did not have
a table. You're right.
She might just be too busy.
Well, you know, they're shooting Black Panther.
Yeah. No, are they shooting already?
Well, she got cast for it.
Okay.
And they're still doing, like, casting calls.
Yeah, stuff like that.
So maybe she's still in negotiations, you know, about that money.
Right.
There's a lot of roles that came available for her.
All right. Well, let's talk about the convention itself, all the little tables and what you kind of thought about that.
The Walker Stalker Con. I'm not going to say it's the only convention I've been to, but it's maybe the only convention I've been to where you actually had to pay to get an autograph. You actually had to pay to take a selfie with a celebrity. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. Because, you know, when I went to the Super Bowl convention, where I met, like, old players, Jerry Rice, you know, people like that. We stood in line, got an autograph, got a football signed. These are big-time football players. They probably have multi-million-dollar contracts. So they probably really don't need the money. We paid to get in the convention. Maybe some of these celebrities, maybe they do need it. But then I started thinking that the people that were charging the most, the people that were charging $100 for a picture, autograph, all this other stuff, these are the people that's making the big money on The Walking Dead or on these other sci-fi shows that were there. To me, that part of it didn't really feel like a fan experience. And I understand you said that they had to charge or their line would be wrapped around the building. But so what? Let your line be. If someone is willing to wait 2 hours in your line so you can sign an autograph, so what? This is the Walker Stalker Con, a con for fans. We already paid to get in the convention. So why do I have to pay to have you sign a piece of paper or sign something for me? And then you had some celebrities that didn't do meet or greets. And that's what what do you mean? I can't stand in your line just to say, hey, you know, I'm a huge fan. The Walking Dead is making a lot of money. So if you're going to have a fan experience, have a fan experience. There was only a few celebrities there that were really down for the fan experience. I took my camera there. I have a Canon, you know, have a big lens on it that, you know, shoot pretty far. And I was trying to take pictures of celebrities, you know, from outside their booth. And you had people with their cell phone trying to take pictures. And the people that work in conventions were stopping you. Like, no, no, no pictures out here. No pictures. You want a picture? You had to get in line and buy a picture of them. And that's so crazy to me. I even had one celebrity that pointed me out and said, no, stop you from taking a picture. Rosita.
She herself stopped you or you right. One of her people?
No, she herself. Remember I was taking the picture and the lady tells her, no picture. And then I was like, okay, well, thank you. But I already got it.
Mm-hmm. No, and, but you're saying Rosita pointed at
yeah,
you.
Yeah, she pointed me out.
Oh.
She pointed me out to her security who pointed me out to somebody else who pointed. And I was like, what the hell? I'm a fan.
Right.
So that was disappointing. But now all celebrities were like that. Like, we had Norman, Daryl. Daryl's line was full. He allowed people to take one picture and keep moving. The people on the outside. Now, that's somebody who's there for their fans. Somebody who, yeah, you don't have to pay for the picture. Just take the picture and move on so other people can get there and take a picture. That's how his was set up.
Right. But, well, be clear as far as Daryl. Daryl's charging for pictures. What Gary's saying is if you're on the outside and you're walking past and you can somehow reach over or raise your hand high enough to above the crowd that's actually paying for his pictures, it's okay to snap a picture from
it's okay to
50
snap a picture
feet away or whatever, right, you know?
Him, yes.
Rather than if you're even the people that's walking past the convention, do not take a picture of us as you walk by. Like
on that side of the convention center where all the big names were. His was the only part that you could actually stop and take a picture from the outside.
Yeah, I mean, I see it both ways. I see it as in, yeah, this is a fan service. I'm pretty sure you guys got paid just to be here at the convention. So it seems like there'd be some way to work it out, whereas, hey, they're here from 12 to 5 or whatever, putting certain hours on there. Those 5 hours, that's how long they're doing pictures. You know, maybe around 3:30 or in that 3.5 hour mark, they stop the line. Sorry, you're past it. You're not going to be able to make that 5 o'clock cutoff. You know, do something like that. Whereas, you know, from 12 to 5, people get pictures or autographs or whatever. And right. I understand the whole no meet and greets, because if people sit there and try to have a conversation with you, it's going to take a lot longer. It's going to take away time from other people.
But not necessarily, because it takes time when, like, the people are paying for, like, $50 selfies. That takes time right there. Meet and greet, you just go by there, I'm a big fan of yours, or Norman, mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of yours. You do a great job as Daryl, and keep it moving.
If I was to buy anything, if we come again, it would be a picture. Because a picture, I mean, it all depends on what you like. It all depends on what your hobby is. Do you like having little knickknacks and stuff around? Or, you know, are you going to buy this little toy and is it going to go somewhere in your closet never to be seen again?
Like when you say a picture, you mean like a selfie with one of the celebrities?
Yeah. Like if I was to do it, like at first I was like, those people are stupid. Why are they paying for the picture? But a picture lasts a lifetime. Like, you know, if this is one of your favorite shows and 10 years from now, you'd be like, oh, I remember when I went to Walker Stockton, and I got to take a picture with Andrew Lincoln. Like, that's so cool. Versus paying $50 for something else, like a knickknack, and it's just going to get tossed away, never to be seen again. I'd rather have that memory.
But really, to me, that has no sentimental value. If I have to sit there and pay for you to take a selfie with me, it's no sentimental value there. Like when we went to the ET conference. I just got to go up there and take a picture with him. I didn't have to give him $50 for a selfie or give him $30 to get an autograph.
Right.
That I could cherish that. That means something to me. That means I feel like he was there actually for his fans. I mean, he made money while he was there. Don't get me wrong.
Right,
a lot
right.
of money. I just can't, stand in a line for an hour and pay you just to speak to me.
I mean, I see it that way as well. All right, let's talk about the convention itself. Like, what did you think as far as everything there? Like, everything there is pretty much for sale. Like, when you get there, we kind of read articles online, like, is the Walker Stalker Con just a cash grab? And
right,
everything literally there is for sale. Like, everything is like, yes, you spent money to come in here and now spend more of your money.
We're talking about money.
Well, some things were $15, $20, but it was like, oh, $15 for this little colored picture. You know, like someone drew a picture of Michonne or whatever.
And a wallet size.
Yeah, and a wallet size. And like I said, if you're into those type of things, if you're cool with collecting knickknacks or whatever. But me personally, like, what am I going to do with a drawn picture of Michonne? I'm going to put her picture up in my, like, I don't know. It's not my thing. You know, like, what am I going to do? Put her up in my house? Like, put her up in a frame? It's not my thing. Collect a little toy, collect this. That's not me. But if you're into it, then you might have a good old time, you know? And even the shirts. I was like, oh, I wouldn't mind a shirt. But I'm like, why would I buy a shirt here when I know it's like double the price than if I was going to buy a shirt online or something like that?
Right.
So that's kind of my thoughts as far as the convention itself, like all the little vendors that's there. They did have a kids section, which our kids enjoyed on Saturday.
Right.
We left them with their grandma on Sunday because they were complaining too much on Saturday.
Right.
But that was the fun part for them. The food was expensive. We had Chick-fil-A for a family of four. It was like $40. It was like, what the hell? This is Chick-fil-A. Yeah. But other than that, I mean, I had a good time.
Me too. I had a very good time. Like, the convention is well worth it if you want to go there and actually get information on your favorite character or see what your favorite character is really like in person. And that's not right there, trying to meet them or meet or greet at the tables or whatever. That's if you go to the panels.
Which is another thing why maybe I'm not as impressed as I thought I was. Like, a lot of people know me. They know I'm into, like, TV shows and stuff. And they sometimes get being into TV shows and movies meaning that you're into, like, celebrities. And to me, it's not the same thing. Like, yeah, sometimes do I look up Andrew Lincoln? Just, like, curious? Yes. But, like, I don't...
Really?
Yeah, I'm just curious. Like, oh, what is this guy about? But other than that, like, I'm not, like, one of those people that are, like, worried about what celebrities themselves are doing. Like, it's the TV show I like. It's the characters I like. So that's one thing you have to remember when you're coming to see these people. You're in love with Rick, but that's not Rick you're meeting. You're meeting Andrew Lincoln. He talks different. He sounds different. He has a whole different personality. And I think that's where that fandom sometimes can get misplaced, because it's like you're geeking out over Rick, but this is not Rick. Like, this is not Daryl. Daryl's kind of probably like me. Norman is kind of sort of like Daryl. He kind of seems like him.
Yeah, he kind of seems like him.
You know, when you meet Chandler, that's not Carl, and, you know, Rosita, the girl, Christian or whatever, is not Rosita. They're different. So that's kind of where I see it as, where it kind of messes up your fantasy on these people, because I don't want to see, I'm not going to use the word care, but kind of like, I don't really care of how they are. Like, it's the character that I'm in love with, not that actor per se.
Okay. Well, personally, I could have went there and just panel. Also, the vendors, I mean, they had some really nice stuff. Although, like I said, you know, you're not going to really get anything good for under $20. But if you're a fan or a fanatic and a collector and you collect things, then they had a lot of good stuff. All right, so I'm going to ask you this question, Nicole. Would you do it again?
Right now, it's so fresh in my mind, and I feel like I've had enough. But I'm pretty sure next year when it comes around, I'm like, oh, Walker Stalker Con. Let's go. So I think, would I do it again? Yes, I probably would only do panels because I did enjoy them, even though, like I said, those are the actors, not the characters that you're seeing. But it was just fun hearing people ask their questions. Maybe next time I might actually have the nerve, you know, the guts to go up and ask a question. So I would probably just do all panels and just take pictures of all the cool people that we got to see in cosplay, because we got to see a lot of those.
Right.
That was fun.
Probably the best part.
Yeah. And talk to people more. Like, obviously, you guys are there. You both have a love for Walking Dead. You're not like a casual Walking Dead fan, or you wouldn't be there.
Well, a lot of people just had love for cosplay.
Yeah.
Because there was a lot of DC characters, Marvel characters.
Marvel characters, Jason and Michael Myers mixed up, whichever one.
Both?
They were both there, okay.
Right.
Well, I will ask you the same question. Would you do it again?
I would definitely do it again. Like I said, I enjoy it myself. I would be there for the panels. You pay to get in the convention. The panels are free.
Right.
well, really, they're not free because you pay to get in.
You paid
for it already. So it's no extra money out of your pocket. Plus, like I said, you get to learn so much more about the character, about the actor. So it's cool.
Yeah, and it was fun hearing, like, so many times how they personally felt. Like, oh my gosh, we shot that scene like 8 times. So, you know, we're looking at it and right. We're like, oh, that's so cool. And they're looking at it like, dude, we did that 8 times. We were tired by the end of it, or we were all emotionally drained and stuff like that.
Or when you heard Nicholas, the guy who played Nicholas, say he did his own stunts.
Yeah.
He said, you know, the stunt guy told me I could do my stunts. I'm like, cool.
Right.
After the 8th time, you know, his body was hurting. He looked over at the stunt guy like, oh, you got me.
Yeah, you guys got me.
You just didn't want to do it.
Right. That was funny. I really liked the men of The Walking Dead, that panel. They were a lot of fun.
A lot of fun, yeah.
All right, you guys, we are going to tape our Walking Dead episode, our full recap, tomorrow, Tuesday night. It'll probably be up Wednesday. Still have time to write in if you would like to. dead@theverdictson.com or on Twitter @theverdictson. And if you went to Walker Stalker Con or you have any feedback from previous times you went, write in on that too, and we'll discuss it on our full recap as well.
Or if you just disagree with us on the cash grab.
Yeah, like if you think it's not a cash grab and you think it's worth every penny,
right?
Let us know your reason why. All right, until then, I'm Nicole.
I'm Gary.
Good night.